Welcome back. This is Compass Your Life by JDC, episode number 3, where we're talking about a new mind, a new year.
Hi, welcome back. I'm excited. But are you ready? Did you get your journal? Did you journal? Are you excited? Are you looking forward to a new level? Hi, Cassie. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm really good. Thank you for having me back again. I'm actually very, very excited. I think last week was an awesome, awesome week. I hope you guys enjoyed it too. And again, got your journal and began journaling. What's today's topic about here? New mind, new year. What is that all about?
Well, you know, I'm so excited because, you know, we're always looking for that new thing.
Yes.
And we live in such a microwave society that everything has to be now. And if it has to be new, wow, we go crazy for it. Unless it's new, it ain't good.
Right, right. I just think about the iPhone when you said that.
Yes. I mean, you know, I was at the Apple store the other day, right? And already they have an iPad 4.
Wow.
iPad 3 is gone. I just got it like a few months ago.
Yeah,
it's
me
already
too.
Gone. No technology. It's a new thing. Why? Because it's a new year. So we're always looking for that new thing, that new excitement, that new everything.
Yeah. I mean, I think at this time of year, people are either feeling like that, looking for, man, what is new this upcoming year? Or some people are afraid of what's new. You know what I mean? Like people, I think there's so many different emotions going around this time of year. So it's really interesting how you're saying that, that new.
Yeah.
You know
well,
what I mean?
You know. For those of you who are listening and perhaps you don't have anything new, you think, and perhaps you're feeling in a rut, you know, hey, there's hope and it's alive.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's all in your mind. A new mind. Mm. A new mind, new year. Because if you change your thinking, if you change the way you think about, suddenly you see everything different. So you begin to see things new. It reminds me of, in the Bible, there's a passage that says that you are to be made new. I think it's Ephesians 4:23. So when you're new, new mind, new attitude, new year. So it's a new year. And we have to have those measuring points to know where we're going.
Mm.
To know where we've been, praise God for that. And to know where we're at, praise God for that. And to know where we're going. Praise God for that. So we have to hold fast to that.
Yes.
So for those of us who are, you know, perhaps in a rut of life right now, going through the stages, going through a hard time, push through. Keep going because there's victory on the other side.
That's right.
With that same thought, though, however, do your best to get out of your own way.
Mm.
Therefore, renewing your mind and getting new things and having a new year. So we can talk about that today. I'm excited.
Yeah, that's awesome that we're saying that. You know, I was at a seminar I did in one of the local elementary schools. And I was talking about ultimate focus, you know, focusing your eyes, ears, mind, and body. And I was going into detail of that. And I was telling these kids that the hardest one to do is focus the mind. Because the mind is your own internal thoughts. And that you have to parent yourself, you know, tell yourself, no, don't do it, you know, don't think this way. And sometimes our mind is the only thing holding us back from achieving that new mind, achieving that awesome new feeling, that new year. So I can't wait for you to hear what you got to say about all this stuff.
Well, you know, Cassandra, for me, I read the word, the Bible.
Right.
You know, perhaps you don't have to read it. Maybe you don't believe it or what. It's okay. But I'm sharing what worked for me. I'm sharing what God has done in my life.
Cool.
And one of the things, you know, we can hear it everywhere, but it's in the Word. It's in the Bible. I think that part of the problem is that we want to read the Bible with the old self.
Hmm.
We want to read the Bible with the old mind. We want to read the Bible with the lens, the eye lens of no hope.
Right.
We want to read the Bible with negativity. And I think that's hurting us. I think that's a mistake that we make. Because I remember, you know, another example, you know, I remember my life full of issues.
Mm.
And my focus was issues. And it was like, it never ends. And it was like, it never changes. Well, that's the deceitfulness that we fall into. And that's the work of the enemy. He wants to deceive you, to destroy you, and ultimately kill you.
Right.
And kill you doesn't mean only physically. It means your dreams. It means your goals, your desires. It means your relationships. It means your relationship with God. It means your fullness. It means your abundant living. It means everything.
That is so interesting that you're saying that, man. You're saying, even though some people may not believe the Bible or believe anything in about God, but you're saying that sometimes we need to change the lens that we have to see a different perception, because the old you just didn't change. It just stayed where you are. And are you happy where you are, is what you're saying, you know? But what about the people that don't believe they need to change their lens, or the people that, we all know those people. I may be one of them. You may be one of them, whatever it is. But the kind of person that says, man, but my lens are fine.
You know what I mean? That is so good. I wear glasses now. Right? And I'm glad I'm wearing it at my 40s. I never wanted to wear them when I was younger. But I was always looking forward to the day in which I would wear glasses. And so here it is. So I'm enjoying that part. But it's interesting because, you know, I can be in denial and say that my glasses are fine. And because I'm forcing myself to see through those lenses. But if I could just take that cloth and wipe them clean, then I can see clearer. So now what I thought I was seeing, I can verify, yes, that's what I was seeing. Or I can verify, oh, I made a mistake. That was not what I was seeing. So you got to clean your glasses every once in a while.
Wow, that's on point. So you're saying that for someone to say, man, my lens are fine, to be in denial, you never know if they're fine unless you try another view.
Correct.
That's what you're saying.
Yes, I mean,
that's so
what makes you so self-righteous? Excuse me, I don't want to sound so harsh, but you really got to humble yourself, and you really got to give yourself the opportunity and the permission and the love to check yourself out and to ask questions. But I remember saying in the other podcast, you know, if you have a headache, don't go to the foot doctor, right? So, you know, I don't want to ask someone who doesn't have any idea or someone who's in my same shoes those things, those questions. But I can certainly ask directly to God, and I can certainly ask someone who has gone through, has conquered that, and who's living abundantly now, and who's living that powerful life. Hey, how did you do that? What did you see? What was your change? What was your experience? Because I ask myself these questions, right? And, you know, I can't wait to do the next podcast. We're going to be talking about other powerful things. But a little bit of that, you know, were my results this year powerful or not? Were they my desired results or not? Were they good enough or not? Can they be better? And, you know, you're always going to get a powerful answer from those questions. And so in order for me to see that, I cannot go with the same lens. I cannot go with the same mind. So my mind has to be renewed daily. Daily. Because yesterday is done and over. Forget about that. Let's go. Keep moving forward. What am I going to do today? And how am I going to prepare, praise God, for tomorrow?
Right.
Because it's either going to come or it's not. Chances are that it is.
So you're saying, you know, to not only change the lens, but the way you change lenses is like putting yourself on check. Look at other perspectives to see, is your perspective right? Or should you change something about your perspective?
Yeah.
I think that's good because, I mean, do you want someone else to put you on check, or would you rather it be you to put yourself on check, you know? That's such a good way to say it.
Yeah, you know, you can be, you know, you can be down, depressed, and you're maybe looking at it from the wrong lens.
Mm.
And there may be some dust in one of the lens. There may be some spots, and suddenly you're seeing it, you're looking at a distorted image. And the image itself is not distorted, but your view is.
And then you're straining yourself.
Yes.
Because, I mean, if you
look at it. It affects everything.
Exactly. Because you're straining yourself to see that. I mean, there's a story. I don't know if you told me this story or a teacher of mine back when I was in elementary school. told me this story, but it goes like this, right? There was a lady washing her clothes, and she takes her clothes, and it was back in the day, she hangs them on the little clothing line and to dry up. She hangs them up, she goes back into the house, and she starts washing dishes. And she looks out the window to check on her clothes as she's washing the dishes, and she sees that the clothes look dirty, like somehow maybe a bird might have, you know, dropped something on there, you know. So she goes back outside, takes the clothes off, washes it again, hangs them up, goes back and washes the dishes, looks at the window, and she sees the same spots. So she's getting frustrated. I just washed them. Goes back outside. She cleans them again. And she repeats this process a numerous amount of times because she sees that it's dirty. So then she has a friend over, and she says, I have this issue. You know, my clothes, they keep getting dirty after I just washed it. Can you check them out? So the friend says, well, where are they dirty? Where are you looking from? She says, every time I look here, I notice that they're dirty. And then the friend says, well, it's not your clothes that are dirty. It's the window. Clean the window and you don't have to waste so much time redoing the same process. And that story just speaks so much to me, you know?
Yes.
It makes a lot of sense to what you're saying.
It's a cute story, but yeah. It makes a powerful point. Sometimes right. It's so obvious, so there, but we don't see it.
Exactly.
And the solution is so simple, yet we don't see it because we're so hung up in the box. We're so stuck on being right. We're so stuck in... We must, if I'm seeing it, it must be. But failing to understand that is your lens. It's your view. Mm. Let's make a change. Let's have a new mind for a new year. Mm. So if you've had the journal and you've been journaling, what are the things that you want better this 2013? What are the things that you're looking forward to 2013? What do you want to repeat in 2013 that you enjoyed so much in 2012? What are you looking forward to? What are the things that you definitely don't want to experience again in 2013? Because you know what? A new year, but it's only new if your mind is renewed, if you have a new mind, a new attitude, a new perspective, a new thinking. And that's why Ephesians 4:23 is so awesome.
That's cool. That is so cool. So this is all in towards of preparation for the new year, because we can't walk into a new year the old way.
Not at all.
Then what's so new about it other than the number of the year?
Not at all. So, you know, another thing about the lens, it could be numb. Sometimes we become numb about our situations. We become numb. And some of us have an acute degree of numbness. Mm. That means... For example, you know, your bills are not getting paid. You're down and out, depressed. You have situations. And you're so numb, you're acutely numb. To move is reactive rather than being able to see through your lens and be able to see, look, if this doesn't get done, this can happen. And to be able to look at it from a positive perspective as well and say, if I get this done, this will happen. You know, and so we have to also make sure that we do not get numb.
Right.
And again, a new mind, a new attitude, a new thinking will definitely get us out of numbness.
I agree.
Because you have to change.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I'm really looking forward to this new year. And I hear that you got something special for us next week in you know, connection with what we're talking about today on how to actually go in with a new understanding. Well, you know, more purpose, more direction, I should say. What are your plans for next week for us?
Well, you know, I'm excited about that too, because I can already see the results of this new mindset, this new behavior, this new attitude, this new thinking. And again, I'm saying it so much because I don't want anyone to take it for granted how important it is if you want the new year to be powerfully new for you, all right? And it has to do with everything about you, okay? So I've created a system for myself that I expect to double and triple my desired results that I got in 2012 this new year. So I have a new thinking. I have a new mind. I have a new system. And I expect the new year to be completely new and powerful every single day of my life for 2013. And I'm looking forward to sharing it with you. I want you to give me feedback. Let me know how this is helping you so far. Because you know what? It encourages me also to want to give back more. And so I want to encourage you to encourage me. And I want to encourage you to continue changing your life, doing better, having the direction. So remember, this is Compass Your Life, and I'm JDC. Be content, never complacent, and always go for more. What a shame if you don't. God bless you.
If you're excited about this week's episode, you'd like to connect with JDC, follow him on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all with the same name, @JDeServo. See you next week.